I'm very happy to greet all of you this morning.
很高兴能够向你们问安。
A few days ago, I flew from Kaohsiung straight to Singapore.
几天前我从高雄来到新加坡。
I'm very happy to be here for this week and to spend time with all of you.
很高兴有这一周的时间与大家同在。
When we talk about missions and we talk about being a missionary, there's a verse in the Bible that for me is very important.
谈到宣教和做宣教师呢，圣经里有一节很重要的经文。
All of my life, I have heard many stories about missions.
在我一生里面，我听到很多宣教的故事。
I've met many missionaries.
我遇到很多宣教士。
All of these have had a powerful influence in my life.
这些人在我生命里头呢，有很大的影响。
But the verse that has had the greatest influence on my life is the verses that we've just read.
最大的影响来自神的话语，就是我们刚读的这一段经文。
Matthew chapter 28 and the last three verses.
马太福音第28章的最后三节。
Jesus was coming to the end of his ministry.
耶稣来到他侍奉的尾声。
He had already served for 3.5 years. He had already died. He had already risen.
他在世上的工作33年，为我们死了，从死里复活。
And then he went up to Galilee with his disciples, and he was speaking to them.
他与门徒们到加利利，在那里与门徒谈话。
And I want us today to use a few questions to investigate this passage.
我们今早要以几个问题来探讨这一段的经文。
I want to ask why, who, what, where, how, and when.
我要以这五个问题来，六个问题来与大家分享。第一，为何？第二，何人？第三，何事？第四，何地？第五，何如何？最后，何时？
When Jesus gives us this commission, the first question we must ask is why?
当主耶稣把这大使命给我们的时候，我们要问的第一个问题是为何？
Jesus is telling us to do something, but why can he do this?
他吩咐我们做这样的事情，为什么？
Let's look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
第十八节说，耶稣近前来对他的门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus is giving us a command, and he tells us why he can give us this command.
他在这里给我们一个诫命，他也告诉我们为何。他可以给我们这样的诫命。
Because he says, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth.
在十八节告诉我们，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So when Jesus says to us to go, behind that command is all authority.
所以给我们看到主耶稣吩咐我们到普天下去的时候呢，在背后他有所有的权柄。
I want you to think about that. All authority.
我要大家思考这句话，所有的权柄。
I'm purposely asking these few questions so we can analyze this passage very carefully.
我以这几个问题来探讨这个这一段的经文，好让我们能够去好好的思考。
When we are sharing the gospel with someone else, we're not sharing our ideas.
当我们向人传福音的时候，我们不是把自己的意见传给人。
We have the authority of Jesus behind us for sharing the gospel.
我们有主耶稣基督的权柄在我们的背后，使我们能够去传这福音。
When people say, "Are you sure?"
当人问你肯定知道吗？
We say, "We have Jesus' authority behind me."
我们可以这样的回答说，我们有主耶稣的权柄。
When they ask us, "Are you sure that Jesus rose again?"
当他们问你清楚知道耶稣从死里复活吗？
We say, "Yes, Jesus is giving us authority to say this.
我们说是的，因为主耶稣基督给我们权柄如此的说。
When people say to us, "Are you sure you should be sharing religious ideas?"
当人问你，你真的肯定要与他人分享你信仰的事情？
We say yes, because Jesus has given me this authority.
我们说是的，因为主耶稣给我这权柄。
And Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth.
主耶稣基督在天上地上，有所有的权柄。
Now in verse 19 it says, "Go ye therefore."
第十九节这里告诉我们，你们要去。
Our second question is, who is Jesus talking to?
那这里我们要探讨的是，耶稣向何人说这一句话？
Some people will say Jesus is speaking to the 11 apostles only and no one else.
有人说，主耶稣是向十一位门徒说这些话。
The 11 disciples, they were supposed to go and spread the gospel, and nobody else is.
这十一位门徒要到普天下去传福音，其他的人不需要。
I don't agree with that idea.
我不同意这样的看法。
I believe that when Jesus was speaking to those 11, he was also speaking to you.
当主耶稣向十一位门徒说这番话的时候呢，他也是向我们每一位说了同样的话。
So when you see this word, "Go ye therefore," you need to read this with your name there.
所以当你看到这几句话，你们要去，我们要把自己的名字归入里面。
So Jesus was speaking to you, saying, "Go."
主耶稣基督向你说你要去。
But then we have a third question. What does he want us to do?
我们来到第三个问题，他要我们做的是何事？
It doesn't make sense for us just to go. We have to do something.
当我们出去做什么呢？当然我们有事物要完成。
Our version says, "and teach all nations," but we can see that this means to make disciples of all nations.
我们要去使万民做我的门徒。
We want every person around us in the whole world to become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们要全世界的人成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
That's following Jesus.
这是跟随耶稣的脚步。
That's obeying Jesus.
这也是顺服主耶稣基督。
That's doing what Jesus wants us to do.
这是做主耶稣要我们做的事。
Being a disciple means we follow our teacher.
门徒跟着主人。
So what we want to do is to go and encourage other people also to follow Jesus.
我们要出去鼓励其他的人来跟随耶稣做门徒。
But another question I want to ask is, where are we to go?
那第四个问题就是我们要到何地去？
You notice in our passage it says, "all nations."
我们的经文告诉我们要到这使万民到普天下。
So what we need to do is to look over the whole world and find a good place for us to serve.
我们要看着普天下，那知道神要我们去的地方。
Today we can look across the world and we see some cities have more Christians and some cities have fewer Christians.
今天我们看各不同的城市，有很多的基督徒，有的很少。
I live in Taiwan, and I hardly ever go to Taipei.
我住在台湾，但我很少到台北。
People ask me, "Well, why don't you go to Taipei? Taipei has all these churches. Taipei has all these Bible colleges. Why don't you go there and serve?"
有人告诉他在台北有很多教会、很多神学院，为何你不到那里侍奉呢？
And I say, "That's why I don't go to Taipei, because Taipei has a lot of churches and a lot of Bible colleges."
这就是我不去台北侍奉的原因，因为在那边已经有太多的教堂了。
One time I went to visit a friend of mine who lived in this small town of Yuanzhang.
Once I... 有一次我去探望我的朋友，他住在这园长的地方。
In that little township, there are 30,000 people.
在这这镇镇这个镇
乡乡不是乡，
在这个乡村里头，乡
乡就是乡村，
乡村里面有30,000人。
On Sunday morning, there are two places where Christians meet.
在主日基督徒集合在两个不同的地方。
If you add everybody who comes to these two meeting places, there are 30 people.
你把这两个聚会处的人数，参加聚会的人数加起来呢，只不过有30个人。
I don't know if all of those people are Christians.
我不知道他们都是基督徒吗？
But notice, 30 people out of 30,000, that's 1/10 of 1%.
这三十个人在三万人的乡村里头呢，这只不过是10%而已，1%。
1/10。
Taipei
may have 12% of the population believing in Jesus.
这台湾呢有台北有这12%的基督徒。
So you notice in one part of Taiwan you have many Christians, in another part of Taiwan you have very few.
所以给我们看到在台湾的一个地方有很多基督徒，在另一个地方却有很少。
So as you look across the world and notice where the Christians are, please notice the part of the world where there are fewer Christians.
当你往普天下看的时候呢，希望我们看到那些比较少基督徒的地方。
I think if you look across the world and see some places where there are few Christians, you will find some places very near Singapore.
当你看一看少基督徒的地方呢，你不会难找到邻国的一些地方。
If you look at the photo album that I've prepared, you'll see a special picture there.
我为你们预备了一幅的这个照片，那在里头你可以看到一个地图。
It shows in a small circle of the earth that half of the world's population lives inside that small circle.
那在那地图里面呢，你会看到一个圆圈，这圆圈里面的国家呢，就告诉我们在这里有最少基督徒的地方。
Singapore is inside that circle.
新加坡也包括在里面。
So you are living very close to half of the world's population.
那我们处在的地方呢，是这世界人数人口呢的一半。
So when you think of where you live, it's a very strategic place.
那给我们看到我们所居住的地方呢，是非常的中心。
Some of the countries near you have very few Christians.
在我们的邻国有一些国家呢，有很少的基督徒。
And near you, there are a lot of people.
那在靠近我们呢，有很多的人。
So I would hope that you would lift up your eyes and look and see the needs that are very near you.
希望我们能够向这世界来看，看到有很多人还没有信主。
Another question I want to ask is how?
那另一个问题是我们如何去进行？
Jesus gives us his method for making people disciples of Jesus.
在这里主耶稣给我们一个做门徒的方法。
He says, baptizing them in verse 19 and verse 20, he says, teaching them.
那在这里主耶稣说为他们施洗教导他们遵行一切事。
When a person is baptized, what is happening?
当一个人受洗的时候呢你知道什么事情发生吗？
When a person is baptized, he's baptized publicly.
他是在 公众的面前做见证。
He's testifying to himself, he's testifying to the world, he's testifying to God. I believe in Jesus Christ.
他是向自己、向众人、向神说我相信上帝。
This is not a secret.
这不是隐秘的事。
There are some people who say, I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to tell anybody.
有人说我要做基督徒，但我不要告诉他人我的信仰。
When we are baptized, we tell everybody, I am a Christian.
当我们受洗的时候呢，我们是向大众说我是一位基督徒。
So later on, why hide this fact?
为什么要隐藏这事实呢？
Already, when you were baptized, you were public. So later on, you still can be public.
当你受洗的时候，你是向公众表明你的信仰。那之后，我们也要如此行。
I am a Christian.
我是一位基督徒。
I follow Jesus Christ.
我跟随主耶稣基督。
I am a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我是一位耶稣的门徒。
So as we live with many other people, we are very open about our faith.
当我们与他人在一起的时候，我们的信仰是公开的。
But notice it says, teaching them to observe all things. There's a lot we still need to learn.
在这里，耶稣说教导他们遵行一切的事，那给我们看到我们需要学习的事还很多。
If a person, before he became a Christian, acted like a non-Christian, and then after he became a Christian, he still acted like a non-Christian, then why did he become a Christian?
若一个人信了耶稣，那之后他的行为表现好像是一位还没有信主的人，那为何他开始的时候说信主呢？
What we need to do after we believe in Jesus is we need to learn what does Jesus want me to do?
那信了主之后呢，我们需要问他要我们遵行的是什么。
Let me ask you, what if somebody wrote to you and said, our country is going to give you citizenship in our country?
那若有一个国家写信给你说他要使你成为他国家的国民。
And so you receive this letter. The letter says, from now on, you are a citizen of our country.
那你收到这封信说你现在是本国的国民。
And you felt very proud.
你觉得很高傲。
And you wanted everybody to know, I'm a citizen of this country.
那你要每个人知道你成了那国家的人。
And you'd say, well, I've never been there.
那你说我从来都没有到那个地方。
But I want to start acting like those people.
但我现在要开始在我的行为上像那个国家的人。
What would you do?
你做些什么呢？
You would probably research that country.
你会开始去更一步的了解。
You would maybe try to meet other people from that country.
你也尝试与那国家的人见面。
And you would ask them, what things do you like to eat?
那问他们你们喜欢吃的食物是什么。
What kind of holidays do you celebrate?
你在你的国家有什么的节日。
And then you might start to change your actions to act like the people from that country.
你就开始改变你的行为更像那个国家的人。
Well, we as Christians, when we become a Christian, we become a citizen of heaven.
当我们成为基督徒，我们成为天上的国民。
And none of us has ever been to heaven.
我们这里的每一个都没有到过天堂。
So, how do we know what the culture of heaven is like?
那我们如何在天堂的文化是怎样的？
Who has been to heaven and has come back?
有谁到天堂而回来的？
Jesus has.
主耶稣曾经到天堂而回来。
So Jesus came back and Jesus teaches us what heaven is like.
他就是主耶稣回来，他教导我们有关天堂的事。
So as we learn from the Bible, as we learn what a Christian is, we are learning what the culture of heaven is.
当我们学习神的圣经的记载的时候呢，我们是在认识天堂的事。
Have you thought about a whale? A whale, 鲸鱼。
那你有没有看到一只鲸鱼呢？
A whale looks like a fish.
它像一只鱼。
But it is not a fish.
其实它不是鱼。
It lives in the water just like a fish.
它居住在海里像一条鱼。
It eats things that fish eat.
它吃鱼类所吃的。
But there's something that it does that makes it very different from all the fish.
鲸鱼的一个特性使到它与其他的鱼类不同的地方。
Every so often, it has to come up to the surface of the water and breathe air, just like we do.
它常需要来到水面上呢呼吸，就像我们人类一样。
So it looks like a fish, but it is not a fish.
它像条鱼，但不是鱼。
There are many things that it does that make it look like a fish and act like a fish, but really it is not a fish.
它在行动上好像是条鱼，但它其实不是鱼。
We Christians, as we live in this world, we are like a whale.
所以我们基督徒在这世上呢，好比一条鲸鱼。
Maybe we look like a non-Christian. Maybe we eat the things that non-Christians eat.
我们的这食物像跟以非信徒一样。
But there's something about us that is very different from a non-Christian.
但我们以非信徒有一个不同的特征。
Just like that whale has to go up and breathe the air that's above the water, we periodically have to breathe what is going on in heaven.
那我们就需要像这一条鲸鱼而我们需要来到水面上呼吸着天堂的空气这个是在括弧里面。
We may live like everybody else here, but there are many things about our lives that are very different from other people.
所以这里给我们看到我们的生命与其他的人呢有不同的地方。
Now the last question I want to ask is when?
那最后的一个问题是何时？
He says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
那最后的一段说我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What does the word always mean?
那在这里，常有什么意思呢？
Remember, always means now.
那我们要记住，常要从现在开始。
Jesus is with me now. Jesus will be with me tomorrow. Jesus will be with me in the future. But I want to emphasize, Jesus is with me now.
那我要强调的是，现在主耶稣与我们同在。
If you promise me that you'll be with me at the end of the world, I can't wait that long. I need you now.
主耶稣他应允我们要在将来与我们同在。但我们需要的是现在他与我们同在。
So when you see this word always, remember it means now.
当我们看到这个字常常的时候呢，我们记得是从现在就开始。
So as I live my life every day, and as I look at the needs all around me, sometimes I feel I am too weak.
当我们过每一日的生活，看到很多的需要，我看到自己的软弱。
And so what I need is the comfort of knowing Jesus is with me now.
所以我需要主耶稣的安慰，他现在与我同在。
I have meditated on this verse very much, and this is the number one reason why I am a missionary today.
我看了圣经，那这一处的经文呢，激励了我，所以我今天是一位宣教士。
I have looked around me at the places that have the greatest need.
我看到普天下有最大需要的地方。
As I look at Taiwan, especially southern Taiwan, Taiwan is one of the neediest places in the world.
当我看到 台湾这个地方呢，我看到台湾的南部有很大的需要。
Other people tell me that there are more superstitious temples in Taiwan than any other place in the world.
有人告诉林牧师说，在台湾呢有很多迷信的庙宇。
As I look at the number of Christians, the percentage of Christians in Taiwan is one of the lowest in the world.
当我看到在台湾信主的人的比例的时候呢，看到在那里人数很少，也是最低的一个国家。
And so I see that Taiwan is a place with a very great need.
我看到台湾很需要福音。
As you look around yourself, I wish you would ask a question.
当你看到周围的需要的时候，希望你能够问这一个问题。
As you sit on the MRT, just look at the people around you and ask yourself, is that person a Christian?
当你在地铁的列车的时候，你看对面的那一个人，你要问他是否是一位基督徒。
When I was in high school, I would look at the people on the bus and I would ask myself, is that person a Christian?
当我在中学的时候呢，我常在巴士上问对面的那个人是否是个信主的人。
According to the statistics, probably that person is not a Christian.
根据这统计的话，那个人大有可能不是一位信主的人。
And as you ask yourself that question, is that person a Christian? Is that person a Christian? Is that person a Christian? That will start to change your mind.
当你常常问这个问题的时候呢，这会改变你的思想。
When we think about sharing the gospel, we need to start sharing the gospel today.
我们需要现在开始传福音。
Some people say, well, I love my family, but I'll wait.
有人说，我爱我的家人，但我要等。
I was talking to some parents one time about their 12-year-old son.
记得跟某个家庭谈到他十二岁的孩子。
He was having some behavior problems in school.
这个儿子在学校有一位行为上的问题。
So I asked the parents, "Have you given the gospel to your son?"
我问他的家长，你曾经向他把福音传给他
？They said, "We have not."
他们说我们未曾做到。
I said.What are you waiting for?
那我对他们说，你们还在等什么呢？
They said, we thought we would just take it naturally.
他们说，我们是希望这个孩子信主呢，是会自然的一件事情。
12 years old is rather late.
那12年的时间是太迟了。
And as I watched that boy grow older, he had more problems in school.
当我看这孩子长大呢，我看到他在学校里有更多的问题。
And the parents were just very concerned.
他们的家长很担忧。
Sometimes people want to witness to their parents.
有时候我们要向自己的家长传福音。
And they wait until their parents are in the hospital, they're lying in bed.And then they begin witnessing to their parents.
他们要等到他们的父亲还是母亲躺在病床的时候才来传福音。
Some people want to witness to their friends, but then their friends move away and they say, "Oh no, I missed my opportunity."
那你有人想到要向朋友传福音，但不久后这朋友呢，这移居到别的地方。他们失去了这个机会。
So I want to say, before your children grow up, please give the gospel to them.
所以我在这里要说，你的孩子还没有长大之前，把福音传给他。
When your parents' minds are still clear, give the gospel to them.
当你父母的头脑还清醒的时候，把福音传给他。
Before your friends move away, give the gospel to them now.
你的朋友还没有搬走之前，把福音传给他。
I want you to think about these verses that we read this morning.
我要你去思考今早所读的这一段的经文。
Because these verses tell us the answers to many questions.
这段经文呢，为我们解答了很多的问题。
Why do we evangelize? Because Jesus has authority.
为何我们去传福音? 因为主耶稣有所有的权柄。
Who is to spread the gospel? You!
谁要去传福音? 你必须去传福音。
What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to encourage people to become disciples of Jesus.
我们要做何事呢? 我们要去使众人成为主的门徒。
Where are we to go? We're to go to all nations.
到什么地方呢? 我们要到普天下去,或者向万人传福音。
How are we to do this? We're to baptize them and to teach them all that Jesus has taught us.
我们如何做呢? 我们要为他们施洗,教导他们遵行一切的事。
And when are we to do this?
在什么时候做这事呢?
We're to do this now.
我们必须现在就做传福音的工作。
I think missions is something that is a grand plan.
宣教是一个很大的计划。
But missions also is something that we can do in a very small way too.
宣教也可以从很小的地方开始。
I would like to encourage all of you to join in missions.
我要鼓励这里的每一位参加这宣教的工作。
Let's pray together.
我们来做个结束的祷告。
Oh God, we thank you so much that you have given power to Jesus and he has given that to us to spread your word. We thank you that you are working in our lives now. You are preparing people around us. You are preparing us. And we look to you today and say, if you will prepare people around us and if you will prepare our hearts, we will share the gospel with them. You have done so much for us. We want to share with others. We know who Jesus is. We know he has died. We know he was buried. We know he rose again. We want to share this with the people that we love and the people that we see. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.